Professor Armstrong, right off the bat, I want to ask you, when you hear reports of deaths in jails and prisons, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Staffing. Without a doubt, it is staffing. It is the most critical aspect of what jails and prisons provide in terms of services.
Thank you. And in June at the New Orleans jail, the Orleans Justice Center, we saw two deaths in one weekend. One was of someone who was stabbed to death by a makeshift weapon, another of someone who committed suicide. And so Sheriff Susan Hudson called deputies stationed elsewhere back to the jail to help with staffing. How important is the ratio of staff to inmates in a jail setting?
Yeah, the New Orleans jail and several other jails in the state are direct supervision. The tiers are designed such that you have to have a staff person both in the tier, but they also have an observation pod at the top where there should be a person who is monitoring the cameras and the feed and is available there to call for emergencies. And so the system really relies on having people in the monitoring pod as well as on the floor of the tier. What the media reports indicate is that for the deaths in Orleans, there were vacancies on the floor, and there may have been vacancies in the monitoring station.
Also at the East Baton Rouge Jail, a local advocacy group was hearing that there was no air conditioning during one of the hottest times of the year. I'm just wondering how much you think about climate change and what the Gulf states should be doing to address temperature issues in jails and prisons.
So I think the first thing to know is that people who are incarcerated are uniquely vulnerable to climate change, right? So you and I, when it's particularly hot, we are free to adapt. We can go to a cooling center. We have ready access to water, hopefully ice as well. So there's lots of things that we are free to do that they are not free to do, right? And in fact, if they do them, they can be punished with sanctions, including solitary confinement. But I think the second point that we have found is that as heat temperatures rise, so do the possibilities for self-harm. And we've seen higher rates of conflict and violence when there are also higher temperatures, right? So what that means is that if we actually want to operate a safe and secure facility, we have to proactively manage the temperature inside of these facilities.
I want to look at other parts of the Gulf South. Donaldson Prison in Alabama has seen 22 deaths so far this year. Deaths at Donaldson are projected to be higher than last year's count of 26 for the whole year. Are you seeing more incarcerated people die across the region?
What we do know is that in Alabama in particular, which you mentioned, there's been a significant number of violent deaths, which nationally are about 2% of the deaths that occur in prisons and jails. Alabama is on the extreme end of that. In Louisiana, we have had violent deaths, but they are a relatively small percentage of the overall deaths, according to the facilities. And I say according to the facilities because they are the primary determiners of what the cause of death is. So each facility will create their internal investigation after a death. And in files that we have collected here at Loyola, we have seen that some deaths that were in fact related to violent incidents were coded as either accidental deaths or as medically related deaths.
Professor Armstrong, thank you so much for speaking with me.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.